This is O Water Hot, a The Hobbit fanfic, written by Ruby Nye and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Bilbo Baggins, Thorin Oakenshield, and takes place sometime while on the company's journey between Bag End and Erebor, with no major spoilers for the movie or the book. With additional tags for bath sex and kink meme. The hot spring was perfect. Warm, clear water bubbled up from underground, filling a pool perhaps 5 feet across within a rim of deep springy mosses and drained by a lively tumbling stream. It was a natural bathtub, and upon seeing it, Bilbo's heart lifted within his grimy chest. The rest of the company agreed heartily, cheering aloud at the sight. Feely and Keely began stripping off their weapons and coats then and there, until Thorin cleared his throat. "This pool will only hold 2 or 3 at a time," he declared. "We must establish an order." Keely groaned audibly. Everyone ignored him. "Balin and Balin, you take first turn. Then Ori, Dori, and Nori." Thorin gave out assignments, setting Bilbo by himself between those brothers and Biffer, Bofur, and Bomber, and concluded with, "I will stand watch and take the last turn." Right after Feely and Keely, who both groaned. Bilbo looked up at Thorin, his broad and upright posture, his stern face and the lights in his ice-blue eyes. Then he took a deep, steadying breath and said, "None of us should watch alone. I'll also go last." Which meant he and Thorin would bathe together. Holding his breath, Bilbo waited for comprehension, for comment, for jibes or complaints. Nothing happened except that Dwalin strode forward to the pool's side, dropping his cloak and laying his vambraces upon it, while the rest of the company wandered off to the other side of the copse to make camp. As Balin passed by Bilbo, he gave him a shoulder pat, and such a kindly smile, Bilbo blushed anyway. Thorin, meanwhile, said nothing, just set out his bedroll and turned to face the gap in the rocks ringing their dell. But then, Bilbo had not expected him to. Hoping being another matter. Quickly dropping his pack beside Thorin's bedroll, Bilbo made for the center of camp, where Bofur and Biffer were constructing a fire. So the afternoon drew on towards evening. Always conscious of Thorin behind him, Bilbo kept busy. He listened to Feely and Keely pout, consulted with Bomber over the spicing of squirrel stew, while Bofur joked and Biffer toasted a double handful of greens, and watched Thorin stand, obdurately as the stone around them. He listened to Bofur singing from the bath, kept an eye on the simmering stew, ate some whey bread, and gave some to Biffer when he and his kin returned. He drank a bowlful of squirrel broth and listened to Feely and Keely's shouts through the screening trees, as they doubtless tried to drown each other. Then they were done, laughing and wringing their wet hair as they returned to camp. And it was Bilbo's turn. And Thorin's. Bilbo got up as if his heart weren't pounding, walked steadily past the company and the trees as if he didn't long to glance behind him, undressed at poolside as if he weren't listening for a certain footfall. There it was, steady and soft, but not nearly as quiet as a hobbit's tread. Smiling, of course, for no particular reason, Bilbo leaned over the warm pool, taking a deep breath of mineral-scented steam and not at all waiting for the footsteps to stop directly behind him. When they did, and after a moment more, he stepped forward and plunged in. The stone bowl in which the pool sat sloped sharply downwards like a giant half-eggshell, rendering it deeper than expected, the water closing over Bilbo's head. He scrubbed at his hair while he stayed submerged as long as his lungs could stand it, and when he pushed up to the surface, he was rewarded with the sight of Thorin, barefoot, dressed only in small breeches and linen shirt, the innermost layer next to skin. Bilbo's hands knew those innermost clothes, even if his eyes had never yet seen them. After a moment of recalling how to tread water, Bilbo pushed wet hair off his forehead, dared gaze further up, and found Thorin smiling at him. As his heart did a strange, wondrous shimmy, he managed to smile back. "Come in, the water's fine." Thorin's broad, curved smile widened to a grin that lit his face, the dell, surely the landscape for miles around. He peeled his shirt and smalls away, his gaze never leaving Bilbo's, and stepped into the water. It closed over Thorin's head as well, so Bilbo felt somewhat less short. He trod water patiently, watching thick black strands float on the surface, felt currents eddying round him with Thorin's ablutions, and waited. And began to worry. Just as he was considering diving down, Bilbo felt broad hands close on his hips as Thorin thrust head and shoulders above the surface. He shook his head, sending wet ropes of hair flying every which way, forcing Bilbo to duck towards him and take shelter beneath his chin. This left Bilbo's nose barely above water, so it was only necessary that he grasp Thorin's wide, firm shoulders to hold himself up. When the shaking ceased, and Thorin had pushed his mass of hair back, Bilbo emerged to look into Thorin's unrepentant face, and carped, "That was extremely unfair." Thorin merely smiled like a boy and kissed him. It was a wonderful kiss. Freshly cleaned, Thorin tasted even better than ever and smelled absolutely delicious, his wet beard silky on Bilbo's skin. For one moment, they were alone together, needing no caution nor circumspection, bobbing naked and warm and in each other's arms in the friendly water. His head tilting back as Thorin pressed a lively tongue into his mouth, Bilbo allowed himself a small, soft moan that Thorin's devouring kiss drew out considerably. Bilbo wound his legs around Thorin's waist and his arms round Thorin's neck and felt positively triumphant at the shudder he sent through Thorin's magnificent frame. Trusting himself to Thorin's strength, Bilbo clung to him and kissed him back as if they had all the time in the world. Which they didn't, alas. And far too soon Thorin pulled back from that glorious kiss to rumble against Bilbo's pounding mouth. "What do you desire?" It was Bilbo's turn to shudder, all through his arms and legs and prick tucked snugged against Thorin's heated skin, and he gave up on trying to make his eyes open in favor of flicking his tongue along Thorin's bottom lip, tracing his smile while gathering up the words. "I've been wondering," he managed at length, as Thorin's bobbing length brushed his backside and, oh, the possibilities if they had more time. "Positively drooling, really, to find out how you taste." Thorin hummed resonantly and pressed that smile to Bilbo's mouth, letting it melt into another kiss, and for a sweet while they just floated there in the warmth, tangling their tongues. But Thorin pried himself away, lips and arms and chest and legs, and turned to grasp the pool's rim. Though Bilbo was left treading water again, at least he was treated to the majestic sight of Thorin Oakenshield's broad, muscular back and buttocks and legs, streaming with water and rippling with muscle as Thorin pulled himself out. Even with all the water surrounding him, Bilbo's mouth went quite dry, until Thorin turned back to him, sitting on the bank with his feet and calves in the water, and his thighs slung wide enough for a hobbit to fit between them. Bilbo saw the prick, ruddy and upcurved over Thorin's belly, the perfect little overhangs over each hip just begging to be grasped, and felt his mouth flood hungrily. "Come taste me," Thorin said, soft and deep, and as stirringly nice as that was to hear, Bilbo didn't need to be told twice. Thorin reached for him, and he held up his hands and let himself be towed to the bank. But when Thorin began to pull him from the water, Bilbo twisted his hands free and tucked them between those squared handholds and those solid hips, gave Thorin a cheeky, tookish grin, and plunged his mouth down. Unsurprisingly and delightingly, Thorin tasted even better than he smelled, rich and musky and salt-sweet with readiness, laced with the green edge of crushed moss. This being no time for decorum, Bilbo set to with a will, suckling and laving vigorously, kneading the firm flesh beneath his hands, gulping quick breaths on the upswing and pushing down far enough to choke a bit. Thorin's broad hand settled on his head, and he began to feel delicate shudders traveling through Thorin, like shifts through stone, the signs he'd been learning night by night while the others slept around them, and whomever was on watch hopefully didn't hear, or at least didn't listen. Bilbo pointed his tongue and applied it directly, and Thorin actually let out a soft, triumph-inducing groan above him, a shiver running down his arm into his fingers buried in Bilbo's hair. However, when his fingers closed, they pulled up on Bilbo's hair, not pushing down on his head, and Bilbo came off with a slightly disappointed and muchly confused pop, thinking it wasn't being a bad suck indeed if he said so himself. At least his gaze might climb Thorin's mighty frame, washed in gold by the westering light, on the way to find his face and his reason for stopping. Thorin was no longer smiling, his eyes gone black with desire, his lower lip bitten red, and Bilbo felt his own prick twitch, even though untouched by anything but warm water and the impact of such a gaze. "Rut me," Thorin ordered, releasing his hair to grip his shoulders and pull him from the water. And eagerness exploded inside Bilbo's head, driving out almost everything else. All but the tiniest scrap of sense that made him gasp, even as Thorin lifted him bodily. "Don't we need... slick?" Whatever else he might have said, Thorin swallowed in another devastating kiss that lanced heat through him all the way down to his toes. But then Thorin let go, letting Bilbo pant embarrassingly loudly and wobble on his knees, and made a long arm toward the piled clothes. He came up with a little tin of the ointment Owen liked to give out for scrapes and bruises, and looked from under his heavy brows at Bilbo, pleading and pride mingling in his expression. Desire throbbed heavily behind Bilbo's eyes and his balls, but still, it might be nice to be asked. "Please," Thorin rumbled, pressing the tin into Bilbo's hand. And that was all the sweetest, most eloquent requests ever spun, spooled up into one word. "Yes," Bilbo gasped. So undone, he had to clutch Thorin's hair, his arm, had to brace his knees on the bank so he wouldn't tumble backward into the pool. "Yes, yes," he murmured into Thorin's mouth, prying the tin open blindly and digging his fingers into it as they kissed, slicking himself with such rough haste it made him gasp again around Thorin's tongue. Thorin rumbled in return, his fingers branding Bilbo's arm as he lay back, pulling Bilbo halfway before tearing his mouth away to order, "Come here." Bilbo got his eyes open to see Thorin laid out before him, but so tensely, eyes crinkled shut, that Bilbo just couldn't, not yet. Thorin's eyes flew open when Bilbo touched him, sliding two slick fingers between the taut cheeks of his ass. Blue eyes gone black, wild and blown, and deep enough to drown in. And Bilbo wanted so badly, but not while Thorin would be a rigid knot around him. He ought to say something, and had no words, just a soft sound he exhaled between his teeth as he circled those fingers, until Thorin breathed and eased and let them in. Until Thorin smiled at him again, honey in a cleft rock, and whispered, "Now, now," flattening both hands on Bilbo's back, sliding them down. Bilbo nodded and yielded, bracing his hands behind those mighty thighs, sinking into smooth, astonishing heat, biting his lip against the cry threatening to burst forth from him. "Bilbo," Thorin groaned, as if he'd never said his name before, and Bilbo gasped airlessly, snugged into the tight embrace of Thorin's body, his hips rolling once and again. Thorin grinned, open-mouthed, his skin hot against Bilbo's, his half-dry hair flicking Bilbo's chest and belly as Bilbo leaned in and they moved together, meeting each other in pulse after pulse of delight. Thorin pulled a hand from Bilbo's back to prop himself on his elbow, tilting his face up, and this way Bilbo could kiss him as he topped him, pressing burning lips to lips, burying every whimper and moan in his mouth. Soon, too soon, unstoppably soon, the glorious wave of completion rolled over Bilbo, coursing through every inch of him as he emptied his pleasure into Thorin, who growled approvingly and fell flat. Bilbo collapsed too, his cheek on Thorin's chest, pulling a hand up to spread it out over Thorin's pounding heart. Thorin rolled his hips beneath him, tucking a hand between their bodies, hissing as he stroked himself. And Bilbo found Thorin's nipple with his fingers, peaked and springy in its nest of fur. Still quivering, he pushed his head up to press his lips around the other nipple, rolling both as Thorin's knuckles pressed into his belly, as Thorin squeezed around him and arched beneath him and peaked with a mighty, astonishing roar. "My gracious," Bilbo observed, and kissed Thorin's breastbone as Thorin's chest heaved with powerful breaths, feeling well pleased by the answering rumble. He closed his eyes to better feel this, himself lying upon and within Thorin's strength.
"Was that a crashing noise?"
Bilbo looked up as Thorin turned his head, just in time for Keeley and Feely to thunder out of the trees, blades in hand.
"Oh, wonderful,"
Bilbo thought quite clearly as he blushed all over, so acutely it made him lightheaded. For a moment, Feely and Keeley stared open-mouthed, while the pool stubbornly refused to rear up and wash them all away downstream, no matter how fiercely Bilbo hoped it would. Then Thorin spoke.
"Explain yourselves."
Bilbo could feel the rumble, beneath him, around him, his prick twitching to the root as if it would have another go, and was astonished at himself for being able to think such a thing with two goggling, heavily armed young dwarves standing over him.
"We heard you cry out," stammered Feely.
"And we thought," began Keeley, before his mouth merely opened and closed with no more words emerging.
"So you thought."
Somehow Thorin sounded regal even while flat on his back with Bilbo up his arse.
"But I'm fine, so you can return to the company. We will be along directly."
Feely and Keeley nodded and backed away, and, mercifully, left, so that at least if Bilbo died of mortification, he wouldn't have an audience. Then Thorin's fingers slid along his cheek, and, oh, yes, he wanted to live.
"My apologies," Thorin said,
his eyes sparkling blue and night black, his fingers tracing the point of Bilbo's ear.
They mean well.
And think little, Bilbo couldn't keep from saying. For a worrisome moment, Thorin merely stared at him. But then, for the first time since Bilbo had laid eyes upon him, Thorin actually laughed, hooking his fingers behind Bilbo's ear to tug him close. Entranced, Bilbo wriggled back and forwards until he could wrap his arms around Thorin's neck again, until he could kiss him once more, twice, thrice. Then, this time, he sat back first, getting his knees beneath him. The evening breeze curled cool around him, and Thorin lay before him warm and enticing. But still, they had only a little time left. "Look at the mess you made of me," he said, gesturing to his front, hoping Thorin would laugh again. He didn't, but his smile was wide enough to crinkle his eyes.
"I believe I know how to repair the damage, Mr. Baggins."
"How?" Bilbo wailed, though he couldn't help smiling. Thorin sat up, gathered him up entirely, and tipped them back into the pool, saying,
"With a bath?"
And Bilbo laughed enough for both of them, all the way into the water. The end. Author's notes. Written for this lovely prompt. Found at http://hobbit-kink.livejournal.com/5346.html?thread=10841314#T1084-1314 From Ancella Jonla on February 22nd, 2003. 11:07 p.m. local. Who asked, "Thorin Bilbo or Dwalin Bilbo? Sex in the water. The company stops for the night near a stream or slow river or lake or whatever. They take this chance to get cleaned up in groups. Bilbo finds himself bathing with either Thorin or Dwalin, who is his sort of partner. They're into each other, but they've not had the opportunity to go beyond carefully quiet hand jobs under furs around the fire. They end up fucking. In the surprisingly warm water. However, the Filarnon wishes. Plus for Bilbo topping. Plus plus for one of the younger dwarves getting an eyeful. Plus 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 if whoever tops has a genital piercing. Plus the Arkenstone if the dwarf involved turns out to be rather loud and attracts the attention of whoever's turn it is to be on watch for danger." Title taken from Tolkien's Bath Song. Because.